Clifford.
Hi, Clifford. Hold on a moment. Clifford, I was on the other side, some of the anti-fascist, and all of a sudden I saw a big disturbance, and I ran over, and you were in the middle of it.
Yeah, I was.
What on earth happened?
We entered the wrong place. As we came down, I don't know the name of this street, there was myself, two male colleagues and two female colleagues. We saw that the haters were on that side, so we thought that we could enter this side, on the right-hand side. But we went round the back of the police vans and found ourselves in the middle of the hate crowd.
So you didn't deliberately go into the crowd?
Oh, no, definitely not. We had two women with us as well.
Oh, were you there as well?
He was as well, yeah.
I've got a kick in her head.
Okay.
Yeah.
So what I actually...
They saw my badge.
Right.
And before I knew it, they
so
were
you,
just...
So you've got a... It's a...
That's a BNP Life Members badge. And before I knew it, there were just raining blows from every angle.
Did you realise? I mean, because I only saw you on your own being attacked. But did you know, do you remember that there was actually a woman, or what you call a hater, that actually
my friends
probably
here,
saved
they got the women away.
Yeah. But
oh,
did
that,
you know...
Oh, that woman, yes, and I'm very grateful to her.
Her name's Bridget.
Bridget Chapman. She did come and stay... So if you know her, can you thank her?
I don't know, but she's out there, and
She did come and stand over me. It wasn't helping that much. I was still getting blows to the back of the head and kicks.
But I do believe without Bridget's help, it could have been a lot worse.
Oh, yes. I believe they would have killed me.
Because she was screaming for the police.
Yes. I believe they would have killed me. I don't know why they want to attack me. I've got nothing against them. They're totally allowed to their views, entitled to their opinions. If they want to talk to me, no problem. Let's go to a pub and sit down and...
Was that a moment of horror for you, being in that crowd and being attacked?
I've been beat up before. It's a way of life when you come against people like that.
Do you come to a lot of these marches?
I do, yeah. I'm a lifelong BNP supporter. I've stood for the BNP for elections at parliamentary level and at councillor level as well. And I'm just here today as a patriot. I'm not a racist. I don't hate people. I'm a patriot. I love my country and I love what this country stands for, the values and the traditions and the culture. And we're here to protest against hate preachers. We're trying to raise awareness of hate preachers, not just in Britain, but all throughout Europe. Because some of them, obviously, the really militant ones, have called for an Islamic caliphate of Europe. And we're just trying to raise awareness of that and make people aware that this is their agenda.
Do you think, though, in the old days, because clearly, you know, BNP's been going for quite a while, since 82, and, you know, before there was race riots, so it was black and white. And
I think there was
now,
an element of that when I first joined. I've been in BNP probably 15 years, but Nick got rid of all them people, Nick Griffin. He told them clear, that's not what we're about. We're a patriotic party. We're here to win elections. You know, if you want to be a street mob, go and join some other group. So they're gone. You know, I'm a father of three. I'm just a normal guy. I don't hate anyone. I'm just here as a patriot. I'm a patriot first and foremost, and a nationalist. I believe in nationalist politics second, but first and foremost I'm a British patriot, and that's why I'm here.
Well,
and I don't know why they want to beat me up.
I guess it's because you're standing in the middle.
Well, yeah, but
of a hundred
still, why would they, you know?
They're not meant to be here today. They're meant to be at Woolwich.
Well, we thought you were meant to be at Woolwich.
No, the police said they would keep them at Woolwich and we could come here safely. I'd like to thank the police as well for coming and getting me. Because they would have killed me, I really believe that they got so much hatred that they would have killed me. I took at least 30 blows to my face and head and many more kicks and punches.
I mean, you have got some bruises. You've got a cut eye and a cut nose and your friend's got a bashed up forehead.
But,
well, anyway, listen,
you know,
thanks very much
thank
for talking to me.
Yeah, thank you.
Where are you from?
Croydon. We're Croydon branch.
I'll take a look into you if that's all right.
Yes.